Вариант 12. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях с 1 по 4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Hello, and here is our 6 o'clock news. Jumbo, the Indian elephant, which escaped from London Zoo this afternoon, has been caught. Jumbo was chased across Regent's Park and was finally captured at a hot dog store in Regent's Park Road. A special tranquilizer gun was used, and Jumbo was taken back to the zoo. At the zoo, he was examined by the zoo vet. Fortunately, no damage has been done.
Text B.
Hi, is that Teenage Helpline? I'm Jenny, and I've got a problem. I've been going out with my boyfriend for a few months, but it seems we've got nothing in common. I like going out in the evening. He likes staying in. When we do go out, say to the cinema, we can never agree on what films to watch. He just thinks all my suggestions are silly. I don't want to split up with him, but I don't know what to do.
Text C.
Kate, what about having a snack? Here's a nice cafe.
Look, John, isn't it the one Sally told us about? She said something about extremely tasty pizza with seafood.
The cafe is just what she spoke about. But seafood doesn't sound appealing to me. Let's have a look at the menu. There are a lot of different sandwiches. Look, they've got your favorite chocolate muffins.
John, you forget that I'm on a diet. Let me have a look at salads they've got. I think I'll have this Caesar salad and cola.
Well, I think I'll have the same. I'm not too hungry. So no muffins? Won't you change your mind?
Don't tempt me. Summer is coming and I want to look nice in my swimming suit.
Text D.
Bob, what are you looking at? It's time to go home. We've bought everything we need.
It's the mobile phone I've been dreaming about for the last 2 months. It's cool, isn't it?
But look at the price. It's so expensive. Besides, you bought your current phone just a year ago, and you seem so happy to have it. You said it had a good camera.
The camera is okay, but my phone hasn't got enough memory to store all the information I need to keep.
Can't you solve the problem without spending so much money? You can buy a good memory stick and use it. Meanwhile, you'll get enough money to buy the phone of your dreams.
Well, I think you're right. Besides, in half a year, a new model may come out, even better than this one.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Hello, and here is our 6 o'clock news. Jumbo, the Indian elephant, which escaped from London Zoo this afternoon, has been caught. Jumbo was chased across Regent's Park and was finally captured at a hot dog store in Regent's Park Road. A special tranquilizer gun was used, and Jumbo was taken back to the zoo. At the zoo, he was examined by the zoo vet. Fortunately, no damage has been done.
Text B.
Hi, is that Teenage Helpline? I'm Jenny, and I've got a problem. I've been going out with my boyfriend for a few months, but it seems we've got nothing in common. I like going out in the evening. He likes staying in. When we do go out, say to the cinema, we can never agree on what films to watch. He just thinks all my suggestions are silly. I don't want to split up with him, but I don't know what to do.
Text C.
Kate, what about having a snack? Here's a nice cafe.
Look, John, isn't it the one Sally told us about? She said something about extremely tasty pizza with seafood.
The cafe is just what she spoke about. But seafood doesn't sound appealing to me. Let's have a look at the menu. There are a lot of different sandwiches. Look, they've got your favourite chocolate muffins.
John, you forget that I'm on a diet. Let me have a look at salads they've got. I think I'll have this Caesar salad and cola.
Well, I think I'll have the same. I'm not too hungry. So no muffins? Won't you change your mind?
Don't tempt me. Summer is coming and I want to look nice in my swimming suit.
Text D.
Bob, what are you looking at? It's time to go home. We've bought everything we need.
It's the mobile phone I've been dreaming about for the last 2 months. It's cool, isn't it?
But look at the price. It's so expensive. Besides, you bought your current phone just a year ago, and you seemed so happy to have it. You said it had a good camera.
The camera is okay, but my phone hasn't got enough memory to store all the information I need to keep.
Can't you solve the problem without spending so much money? You can buy a good memory stick and use it. Meanwhile, you'll get enough money to buy the phone of your dreams.
Well, I think you're right. Besides, in half a year, a new model may come out, even better than this one.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка от 1 до 6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and say what they know about the meaning of colours. Now we would like to present what they had to say.
Speaker A.
Colours have always been important for humans. In many ancient civilizations, people painted coloured circles and lines around their eyes and mouths. Originally, they did this to please the gods and scare away evil spirits. But they soon realized that colour could be used to make their faces and bodies beautiful. And cosmetics were invented.
Speaker B.
Body painting is one of the most ancient arts of the humankind, and today it is coming back into fashion. Until recently, only men used tattoos on their bodies. Now, however, they can be seen on many women and girls too. Girls who don't want to have tattoos use removable transfers to decorate their arms and legs.
Speaker C. The colors of our clothes are also very important. For example, wearing a red sweater or jacket can increase your energy. But if you wear it too long, you can start to feel impatient or aggressive. The color green, on the other hand, is known to calm the nerves and soothe emotions. A blue color is supposed to be the color of balance and harmony. Speaker D.
For the mysterious Aztec and Mayan civilizations, every color had a meaning, either positive or negative. For example, yellow was the symbol of the sun, and blue meant the person had royal ancestors. Red stood for blood. Black symbolized war and death. In ancient Egypt, gold was a sign of power.
Speaker E.
In nature, very bright colors, such as yellow, red, and orange, are used both to warn and to attract. Birds, reptiles, fish, and insects use brilliant combinations of colors to attract mates. Butterflies are an excellent example. Some animals also use bright colors to warn their enemies that they are nasty and poisonous.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and say what they know about the meaning of colours. Now we would like to present what they had to say.
Speaker A.
Colours have always been important for humans. In many ancient civilizations, people painted coloured circles and lines around their eyes and mouths. Originally, they did this to please the gods and scare away evil spirits, but they soon realized that color could be used to make their faces and bodies beautiful, and cosmetics were invented.
Speaker B.
Body painting is one of the most ancient arts of the humankind, and today it is coming back into fashion. Until recently, only men used tattoos on their bodies. Now, however, they can be seen on many women and girls too. Girls who don't want to have tattoos use removable transfers to decorate their arms and legs.
Speaker C. The colors of our clothes are also very important. For example, wearing a red sweater or jacket can increase your energy. But if you wear it too long, you can start to feel impatient or aggressive. The color green, on the other hand, is known to calm the nerves and soothe emotions. A blue color is supposed to be the color of balance and harmony. Speaker D.
For the mysterious Aztec and Mayan civilizations, every color had a meaning, either positive or negative. For example, yellow was the symbol of the sun, and blue meant the person had royal ancestors. Red stood for blood. Black symbolized war and death. In ancient Egypt, gold was a sign of power.
Speaker E.
In nature, very bright colors, such as yellow, red, and orange, are used both to warn and to attract. Birds, reptiles, fish, and insects use brilliant combinations of colors to attract mates. Butterflies are an excellent example. Some animals also use bright colors to warn their enemies that they are nasty and poisonous.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Ви помагаєте своєму другу, юному радіожурналісту, проаналізувати підготовлене їм для передачі інтерв'ю. Прослушайте аудіозапись інтерв'ю і занесіть дані в таблицю. Ви можете вписати не більше одного слова, без артиклів, із прозвучавшого текста. Числа необхідно записувати буквами. Ви услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
First of all, thank you for your agreement to answer our questions. The survey won't be long.
Well, in this case, my name is...
No, we don't need your name, just your age.
I'm 14. In fact, I'm turning 15 next Friday, on the 24th of September.
You study at school, don't you? A few questions about your daily schedule. What time do you get up on school days?
Well, usually at around 7 o'clock. But sometimes I like to lie a bit longer, especially when it's raining. Then I get up at about 7:30.
How do you usually get to school?
Oh, I walk to school. It's not far, only 5 minutes from my house.
What's your favorite subject at school?
History, definitely. I like it very much. It's so exciting to learn how people lived in the past. Besides, such difficult subjects like chemistry are not for me. Even physics is a bit easier to understand.
What do you usually do on weekends?
What do I do? Well, the usual things, I suppose. Hang out with my friends, listen to music, do my homework if I have to. Nothing special.
Your English is quite good. How often do you have English lessons at school?
We have 4 lessons a week at school, and I also go to a language school twice a week. So I think I do some English practically every day.
Would you like to learn another foreign language?
2 of my friends are learning French and Spanish. As for me, I'd prefer Chinese. It's becoming more and more popular nowadays.
Are you reading any books at the moment?
Yeah, I'm reading a great book, The Lord of the Rings. At first, I tried it in the original, but it turned out to be too difficult. So I'm reading a Russian version of it. The translation is very good. I think the book is better than the movie, actually.
What do you want to do after you leave school?
I haven't really decided yet. I think I'll go to university, but I'm not sure about the speciality.
Do your parents give you any advice?
They want me to be a teacher, because both my mother and granny are teachers. But my dream is now to be a journalist. Maybe I'll change my mind. I don't know, really.
Thank you for the interview. Could you answer a couple more questions?
Okay, I have a quarter of an hour before my language school.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
First of all, thank you for your agreement to answer our questions. The survey won't be long.
Well, in this case, my name is...
No, we don't need your name, just your age.
I'm 14. In fact, I'm turning 15 next Friday, on the 24th of September.
You study at school, don't you? A few questions about your daily schedule. What time do you get up on school days?
Well, usually at around 7 o'clock. But sometimes I like to lie a bit longer, especially when it's raining. Then I get up at about 7:30.
How do you usually get to school?
Oh, I walk to school. It's not far, only 5 minutes from my house.
What's your favorite subject at school?
History, definitely. I like it very much. It's so exciting to learn how people lived in the past. Besides, such difficult subjects like chemistry are not for me. Even physics is a bit easier to understand.
What do you usually do on weekends?
What do I do? Well, the usual things, I suppose. Hang out with my friends, listen to music, do my homework if I have to. Nothing special.
Your English is quite good. How often do you have English lessons at school?
We have 4 lessons a week at school, and I also go to a language school twice a week. So I think I do some English practically every day.
Would you like to learn another foreign language?
2 of my friends are learning French and Spanish. As for me, I'd prefer Chinese. It's becoming more and more popular nowadays.
Are you reading any books at the moment?
Yeah, I'm reading a great book, The Lord of the Rings. At first, I tried it in the original, but it turned out to be too difficult. So I'm reading a Russian version of it. The translation is very good. I think the book is better than the movie, actually.
What do you want to do after you leave school?
I haven't really decided yet. I think I'll go to university, but I'm not sure about the speciality.
Do your parents give you any advice?
They want me to be a teacher, because both my mother and granny are teachers. But my dream is now to be a journalist. Maybe I'll change my mind. I don't know, really.
Thank you for the interview. Could you answer a couple more questions?
Okay. I have a quarter of an hour before my language school.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло. Сейчас вы услышите текст к устной части экзамена. Задание 2.
Task 2. You are going to take part in a telephone survey. You have to answer 6 questions. Give full answers to the questions. Remember, you have 40 seconds to answer each question. Tape script for task 2.
Hello, this is the electronic assistant of the Leisure Club. We kindly ask you to take part in our survey. We need to find out what teenagers think about spending their free time. Please answer our 6 questions. The survey is anonymous. You don't have to give your name. So, let's get started. How busy is your school timetable? What after-school activities do you take part in? What household chores do you have? How do you prefer spending your free time? Do you think that everyone should find time for meeting with relatives and friends? Why? What would you do if you had some free time? This is the end of the survey. Thank you very much for your time.